being asked the strengths and weaknesses question gives you the opportunity to show your tact in conversation, as any decent candidate is going to carefully navigate the weaknesses answer. You want to accurately represent yourself and give truthful answers without throwing yourself under the bus. When you are asked about your top strengths, keep in mind that there is more to this question than meets the eye. Knowing your top strengths can benefit a hiring company. Of course, there's more to you than just what's on your resume, and the interview and questions like this can help bring information forward. Knowing your strengths can help find your place within the organization and complement needs and talent gaps in the organization. But there's something important to keep in mind here. They probably won't take your word for it. This podcast is brought to you by CandidateClub.com. I created Candidate Club to help job seekers just like you prepare for their job interviews. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout for 20% off any interview training package. So if they're not going to take your word for it, why even ask this question? That's what we'll dig into today. The strengths question shouldn't be as scary as the weaknesses question that we covered in the previous podcast. The weaknesses question is more of a trap, a huge opportunity for job candidates to screw up. The strengths question, however, allows you to either mess up, look okay and pass the next question, or look great while avoiding some big mistakes. What you need to demonstrate while answering this question is self-awareness and humility. Professional organizations expect their employees to be confident but not arrogant, self-aware and not insecure, able to recognize your own talents without stumbling over your self-belief. Recruiters and hiring managers will be watching out for these red flags of arrogance, but also a lack of self-confidence. Self-confidence is important. You need to believe in yourself and your abilities to take on big tasks and get things done. Let's jump into my top three strengths, how to strategize them, and answer the strengths question like a top professional. Here are your top three strengths. Strength number one, a strength for the proposed job, the job that you're interviewing for. Strength number two, a strength from your last job. Strength number three, a personality strength. And I even have a bonus strength that we'll get to in just a little bit. Like the weaknesses question, the worst case scenario is that you will be asked to list three strengths. The chances are you will only be asked to list one. But I'm not here to prepare you for an easy interview. I'm here to help you prepare and perform like a professional. You need to prepare at least three strengths, and I even have that bonus strength for you to add on. Digging into my top three strengths, the first strength you will use is a strength for the proposed job, the job you're interviewing for. Dig into the job description. You should have learned how to do that in episode 6, Job Description and Resume Breakdown. As you dissect the job description, look for specific traits they are looking for that are also personal characteristics of yours. I can't tell you what this is, but you will know what your talents are. Without directly saying this during your interview, your first answer will be to align your top strength with something they need for the job. For example, one of your strengths might be taking initiative and doing research. If you're applying for a job where you are researching new markets, new software, new clients, etc., you can share how, as you are looking to buy a new car, go on a vacation, help plan with a nonprofit or religious organization, or so on, you enjoy and are sought after for your ability to dig into the details and find out the best options. Strength number two is a strength of yours that you applied to your last job. Examples of that might include your ability to adopt new programs quickly, your perfect attendance record, how you were acknowledged as a leader in your department, or your ability to surpass sales quotas. What's important here is to include some quotes from your last boss or manager on how you were recognized by someone besides yourself for this work. Having hard data on an impact you made, like phone calls answered or units sold, will provide hard evidence of your claims and make you stand out as a well-prepared professional that understands how you benefit an organization. Strength number three is a personality strength. This can be something that applies to your work, but also needs to be something that is important outside of the professional realm. This demonstrates that you're not only a good hire, but a good person in and out of work. Examples of this need to be personal, so I'm not going to list too many, but examples might be a story of perseverance, helping others in need, dedicating to a cause you care about, and so on. Make sure not to seem like you are trying to brag about yourself and how great you are here, it's an easy mistake to make. What you want to do is humbly state the facts about something that you've done or accomplished to answer the question. The final strength is a bonus strength. I've already given you three strengths here, which will be more than enough, but on the Job Interview Podcast, I'm here to go above and beyond for you, and this is another great option. Your bonus strength that you can list is a strength that aligns with the hiring company's culture. You will need to do research on what makes their culture strong and unique. This is important as it will help align you with more than just the work that you can do, but also the values, personality, or the word is culture, culture of the company. This can be as deep as finding out that you also volunteer with an organization that the hiring company donates time or resources to. This could be something about how you care deeply about cancer research and you found out that the hiring company supports that. Maybe the hiring company has a marathon team, a ping pong tournament, or an ugly sweater party, and that is something that is right up your alley. It can be as deep, funny, or active as you prefer. As you do your research, you will find the right way to align yourself with the hiring company in this way. If you really can't find anything, maybe it's something to consider that you don't line up with this company how you would like to. Again, the strengths question is an important one as you need to display your confidence and self-awareness of what you have to offer while at the same time being humble. This is another answer to take time to prepare before your interview. Listening through this episode again with a pen and paper will help. While you're spending time preparing for your interview, remember that you might have several interviews coming up, but also multiple interviews throughout your career. Preparing for your interview now helps set you up for success in the short term, but also lays a foundation of looking professional and standing out from the crowd in the long run. This podcast is brought to you by CandidateClub.com. Online, interactive interview prep anytime, anywhere you have a computer or cell phone. Quickly train and improve your interview skills with the program I created that has helped thousands of job seekers like you succeed in their interviews, get offers, and work in the job of their dreams. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.